Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
And welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary. And a little lagniappe for you, too. Today, we'll talk about GPS for golf. Another bad idea. I've been playing golf since the age of 8. It's a wonderful sport, which brings a renewed chance to get outside and enjoy a few hours of fun and fairly moderate exercise. And it is quite literally a game for a lifetime. A big problem for golf, though, is that it is increasingly taking a lifetime to play one round. There have been so many changes to the game over my lifetime that have made golf even easier to play. Gone are the clunky and lightning rod-like metal golf shoes. Hooray! Golf bags benefited from the space program and are now made from very lightweight materials. And as we've covered here several times, changes to the golf clubs and golf balls have, theoretically, made it easier to hit longer and straighter shots from tee to green. Those of us who were around prior to the 1980s remember playing golf with wooden-headed drivers and a one-size-fits-all blade type of iron. Though the design of putters have constantly changed and evolved and gone back again, it's hard to say that any of today's professional golfers are any better or worse putters than those from the, let's say, Arnold Palmer years beginning in the late 1950s. The newest putting gimmick, though, features these bloated grips which may or may not be round on the end of your club. To each his own. For those of us who are not professional golfers, golf allows us to use electric carts to ride in, or alternatively, a spiffy new push or pull cart for those of us who find carrying our bag a little bit harder than we used to do as we've aged. Golfers at some clubs even have caddies to tote their bag of clubs and assist in determining yardage estimates and to help with local course issues. Your caddy might be able to tell you, hey, you're 160 yards from the green with a sand trap over on the left side and a lake just over the green. For those of us unable to afford a caddy or a golf cart or a rental push or pull cart, we're expected to maintain our pace of play during that round of golf too. In addition to being more fun to play without slow play ahead, the golf course makes more money by having more rounds of play completed every day by paying golfers.
Excellent.
So if Joe Publings pays his green fee to play that day, there might be a marshal near that first tee is going to check to make sure you've actually paid and let you know that your round of 18 holes should be completed in no more than 4 hours from right then. Finishing early, that's a-okay, but there's usually another marshal riding around the course in a cart or around the 10th tee who is timing your progress. And if you aren't already feeling a little pressure to pick up the pace by the golfers behind you hitting balls into you, the local course marshal will also admonish your group that you're behind that 4-hour time allotted for completion. Penalty for slow play at your local public golf course is being escorted to the parking lot and sent home early. It's just plain courteous to the other golfers who are lined up behind your group. Golfers are notoriously courteous, but can be a little bit impatient if they feel that the toads ahead of them are slowing down the pace too much. In this increasing era of technological advances, most golf courses today are now part of the Global Positioning Satellite, or GPS, grid. In the last decade or so, there have been some handheld instruments developed to determine a golfer's distance to the flag exactly on every shot. But before this advancement, golfers would rely on their scorecard to determine the hole's total distance and use those fairway markers for 200 yards for blue, 150 yards for white, and 100 yards as red to the center of the green. Now, if your ball landed somewhere between those markers, you could guesstimate the distance by walking off the remaining distance. For example, if your ball comes to rest between the blue 200 yards and white 150 yards markers, you could walk from the blue marker toward your ball, count off the steps, and do the math for yourself to find out how long your shot was to the green. Now, for most of us amateurs, those markers worked just fine, as we were thrilled just to hit the putting surface from those ranges. But for some, though, the thrill of knowing that that GPS rangefinder can show them they have exactly 172 yards to the flag seems to make those golfers even happier. Though most amateur golfers are rarely able to hit a golf ball to that exact distance, those results remind us why we are not playing professional golf. It just doesn't matter that much in the end to most amateurs. But what about professional golfers, though? Indeed, the average PGA Tour professional can probably hit that 172-yard distance with much more proficiency than a rank amateur like me. Even though an experienced caddy can help the pro golfer make some of those tough decisions on a variety of issues, knowing the exact distance to the hole on the green would seem to be a huge advantage for the best golfers in the world. So why not let the professional golfers use these GPS devices when playing on tour? Golf is a rather tradition-bound sport and generally slow to make changes in the rules of play. For professional golfers, the biggest problem has been how slow they have become in preparing to hit each shot. Though it's easy for me, sadly an 18 handicapper now, to play and complete a 4-hour round, your average PGA Tour pro, who's competing for over $1 million in first prize money on any given week, might feel a little bit more compelled to be a little bit more careful on each possible shot. Money's riding on it. Pro golfers pay for any weekly entry fees, their housing, their lodging, their food, and the cost of that caddy, while they aren't guaranteed to be paid a dime for their work that week. With 144 golfers trying to make the top 72 golfers after two rounds of play and the right to earn a paycheck, there's a lot of pressure just to make the cut every week. And if you miss the cut, you're simply out of luck and head home on the PGA Tour without a paycheck for the week. So it's easy to see why some of those pro golfers might take a little bit more time with their livelihood on the line every week. However, professional golf, already a very slow sport to watch on television, has become even more tortoise-like in the last 15 years or so, with the PGA Tour players routinely taking from 4.5 to 5 hours or more, despite hitting the golf ball longer, using the best equipment, having the help of caddies, and rarely hitting golf balls as far offline as your average weekend hacker does. So if Joe Publings is expected to play a round of golf in 4 hours, why shouldn't the PGA Pro? In the past week, the Professional Golfers Association announced that they will permit men, women, and seniors competing in their respective PGA Major Championships this year to utilize a GPS rangefinder during the week of competition. These three events will become a nationally televised proving ground to show the viewing public whether these gadgets will actually help speed up play, or in my opinion, slow it down yet again. Now, I'm not the only boo-bird on this idea either. Paul Tesori, who caddies for PGA Tour pro Webb Simpson, doesn't believe this is going to help golf's turtle slow image either. He said, quote, "It's so frustrating that they, the PGA Tour, never ask the ones who know the best what we think, the caddies. I truly don't believe this is going to speed up play 1 minute." Some who are questioning the wisdom of the PGA Tour are also wondering whether this gimmick is an effort to enhance sales of GPS devices at your local professional golf courses around the country. Though I believe the gimmick idea is a cheap way to draw a few more interested eyeballs to these telecasts, the rest of us would really appreciate if the PGA would actually start to penalize golfers for their slow play too. Adding one or two strokes to their scorecards would be monetarily very damaging. Pro golfers will pick up the pace when their paycheck is affected. If the rest of us can play a round of golf in 4 hours, so can the professionals. Fair is fair. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.